A bipartisan group of legislators from our region is up in arms over the Interior Department's plan to open up waters off the East Coast for oil and gas drilling. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo reports that those lawmakers are moving more toward legal challenges rather than legislation.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is coming under fire from lawmakers up and down the East Coast who oppose his plan to allow oil and gas drilling in the Atlantic Ocean. But the anger turned to outrage when Florida was given a waiver that blocks drilling off the state's shores.
Yeah, great for Florida, but, you know, what about New Jersey? So we're chopped liver once again.
That's South Jersey Republican Congressman Frank Lobiondo. He and most other Republicans from the East Coast oppose the effort, mostly because they view it as bad for tourism and fishing.
A lot of the reasons it's bad for Florida, it's bad for us. So if it is bad for Florida and they can get an exemption, why can't states that are so adamantly opposed to it continue to have the exemption?
Lobiondo is retiring after this year, but he says he's prepared to fight the Trump administration tooth and nail while still in office.
Well, we're going to ramp up our efforts. I'm asking for one of the hearings to be in Cape May County so there can be direct testimony about the potential damage that something like that would cause. And we'll have to work through the system that Florida didn't have to.
Zinke reversed course for Florida after meeting with the state's Republican Governor Rick Scott, who is expected to run for Senate later this year. New Jersey Democratic Senator Bob Menendez says that doesn't pass the political smell test.
If it's just because the state asks, well, New Jersey's asking. And unless you give it to New Jersey and any other state who's asked for the exemption, then it's purely political on the basis of Governor Scott asking. And I certainly don't believe that we run policy by blue or red states.
Menendez says a bipartisan group of lawmakers and interested parties are also planning to fight the proposal in court.
We will challenge things that President Obama permanently took off under the Outer Continental Shelf Act, and we will use every legal means, and we have a new governor who's fully on board with us.
But a few Republicans from coastal states are eager for coastal drilling. Virginia Congressman Morgan Griffith represents the coal fields in his state. He says coastal state lawmakers would be foolish to try to block drilling.
I've always been for it. We believe we have a big pool of natural gas out there. We need to get out there and explore. Everybody worries about oil, but the real riches are in natural gas.
Congressman Andy Harris is a Republican who represents Maryland's eastern shore, which includes the Chesapeake Bay and Ocean City. Harris says he's open to drilling under the right circumstances.
First of all, I mean, it can't be within sight of shoreline. I mean, I feel the same way with the wind projects. But if it can be done further offshore and they can convince me it's done safely and the communities that would be affected agree to it, I'm not an opponent.
But Harris denies the administration played politics with Florida's exemption.
That's consistent with my position is that the neighboring community, in that case it's the state of Florida, has to agree to it. If they don't agree to it, then the federal government should enforce it on them. But again, that's not my position. It's whatever the community's position is.
But most Republicans from our region say there's no need to put the tourism industry at risk from a spill, especially because the oil and gas industry is still going strong onshore. Here's Republican Ryan Costello, who represents parts of several counties west of Philadelphia.
Even from just the most purely practical sense and not even dealing with any sort of environmental considerations, we don't need it.
Costello says even without coastal drilling, the U.S. energy industry will still continue to be dominant for the foreseeable future.
I mean, you're going to continue to see more natural gas. It's proven itself to be resilient.
The proposal from the Trump administration is a draft. There was already a hearing in Delaware and one scheduled next month in New Jersey. The public comment period officially ends in March. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.